Case number 9660, Sam and Mary Hoffman, south of Route 54, east of Roosevelt Avenue, being lot 28, block 7, within Cape Windsor Development. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Charles Cohen, Merrycraft Homes Corporation, 33195 Lighthouse Road, unit number 11, Subbyville, Delaware, 19975.
You swear testimony you're about to give, true correct professional knowledge?
I do. Good evening, Mr. Chairman.
Good evening, sir.
Tonight I represent Sam and Mary Hoffman, requesting a simple variance of 5 feet for a site plan to construct a home in the bottom 100 off of Roosevelt Avenue. Paperwork was submitted to the effect of that 5-foot setback. Basically to position the home within the setback range, and we are coming close to the over the 10-foot setback. We're coming encroaching 5 feet into that area, so we need the 5-foot variance off of the property line.
It appears you have 13 feet on the opposing side for which the stairway can encroach 5 feet. Why wouldn't you be able to meet the setback requirement?
The positioning of the house on the survey along the property line is where we've proposed to put the home. So we have the stairs and the HVAC on that side within the setback.
Right, but what I'm saying is that you should be able to meet this setback requirement. On the opposing side, your steps would encroach, but it's allowed to up to 5 feet. So why wouldn't you move it to the setback line and not require variance?
I think we were requesting, after the survey presented by Mr. Long, there's some, and I apologize, I don't have the actual obstruction barrier on the south side where the stairs and the HVAC are. I was presented that this was the most optimal positioning of the home and the foundation.
If you don't have the steps in your air condition, mm-hmm. and you still got 13 feet left, again, I have to concur, Mr. Miller, you can't move it over to meet that. What if you don't, or do you know if you don't know what is obstruction or anything else?
No, and let me. Did we present any information from the surveyor as to what the obstruction was on the south side?
No, I'm trying to remember it myself. I didn't know if it would have been parking or what area.
Something that was mentioned during the survey.
Flies them down that 5 because they're tight lots and it's usually for parking, but I can't recall if that was it or not.
Do we have any further questions from members of the board?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Workman.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 9660, as I don't believe it will affect the central character of the neighborhood. We've granted many like variances in the past in that development, and the homeowner association does not object to that. In fact, they like it better if they do that.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe with a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 9660. All those in favor of the motion, give you the voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
Thank you very much. Good evening.